This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Local fans may be happy that the Kuskokwim 300 sled dog races are going forward as scheduled, but it's also good news for mushers, who have been feeling the economic pinch in the wake of COVID-19. Race manager Paul Basil says the race purse could help.
Dog mushers and dog mushing have really taken a hit in the last 6 months with canceled races. And many of the mushers who come out for the K300 rely on tourism in the summer, and they lost that. Both those coming out for the K300 and local mushers rely on our races for income. We felt an obligation to try if we can do it safely.
Basil says the response has been universally positive since the race committee made the announcement the races were going ahead, unless there are major changes in the pandemic in the region. This winter, the K300 race won't look like it has in the past. Mushers and handlers will have to get tested before coming to Bethel and then have a rapid test before going to centralized housing that will be provided to isolate them from the rest of the community. The public will not be invited to indoor events like the awards banquet. Instead, events will be live streamed. Last year, the Lower Kuskokwim School District's media students live streamed the K300 banquet.
The award banquet in particular last year, there was a surprising number of people who actually watched the whole two-hour show. That's kind of an easy decision because, you know, we've done it before and we know it can be done.
Basil says the race committee is still working out details, like whether the K300 will run through village checkpoints and how to keep spectators socially distanced during the race start in Bethel. And the U.S. Census wraps up in under 2 weeks, and the Alaska Federation of Natives is calling on people to get counted. AFN Executive Vice President and General Counsel Nicole Borromeo says the census ends September 30th and people need to take action to be included.
Especially for rural Alaskans that are used to having a census enumerator show up and take their information from their home. That's not happening anymore. And folks need to be getting on either the internet at www.2020census.gov or calling 1-844-330-2020.
Borromeo encourages Alaska Native people to get counted as the census is used in the distribution of federal funding to tribes. She says it's important to be honest about the number of people living in your home.
If you, for example, live in a HUD home, you will not get in trouble. This federal government will not come and track you down and ding you because you have too many people living in the home. That's not what the census is about. It's just a population count. The agencies at the federal level can't share the information for illicit purposes.
Borromeo also urges Alaska Native people to strategically answer some census questions.
If you are Alaska Native and you live in a mixed-race household, we're asking that the Alaska Native person's information is entered first. The benefit to that is it will ensure the entire household is counted as a Native house.
In answering the question about race in the census form, Borromeo says Alaska Natives should put the name of their federally recognized tribe to ensure federal dollars are steered toward their tribe, as well as area social programs, roads, and other infrastructure. And finally, it's been 4 months since Alaska communities started receiving money from the state's share of federal COVID-19 relief. And even though the process is simple, more than 1 in 4 communities haven't claimed the money yet. Alaska Public Media and K2OO's Andrew Kitchenman explains why.
Reginald Atkinson is the mayor of Metlakatla, where local leaders are trying to figure out how to spend more than $500,000. That's the amount the state government set aside for Metlakatla from the state's CARES Act community grants.
We have not yet arrived at that point, but the plans are in the making.
Metlakatla is one of 63 Alaska communities that haven't accepted their grants, more than a quarter of the 228 communities the state planned to give the money to. Metlakatla already received a federal grant from another category of CARES Act funding for tribal governments. And fishing businesses in the community are going to receive money from yet another batch of CARES Act funds. But when it comes to the community grants,
has it been a challenge to determine what is eligible for these expenses?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
All Alaska communities had to do to receive the first round of state funding was to sign a grant agreement and pass a resolution accepting the grants. Sandra Muller oversees the grant program as the director of the State Division of Community and Regional Affairs. She says the state has encouraged communities to take those steps to claim their funds and answered questions from local leaders as they've come up.
We've reached out at least 3 times to each community.
She says communities have different reasons for not accepting the grants. Some haven't had COVID-19-related expenses that would be eligible to be covered by the funding.
Obviously, every community has expenses, and these are really trying times. However, once they looked at the document and saw the eligible requirements from the federal treasury, they chose not to apply.
Another reason is some of the communities are very small, and they don't have staff to handle the grant process. Others, like Metlakatla, are tribal governments that have received other federal CARES Act payments, and some of them have had their COVID-19 costs covered by those payments. To make things even more confusing, the federal government has repeatedly updated its guidance to states and communities about what expenses are eligible for the grants. And Congress could further expand what expenses are eligible if it can agree on another relief bill. This has left communities with a lot of uncertainty. Nils Andreasen, the executive director of the Alaska Municipal League, has been helping local leaders with the grants. He says the federal government has increased the amount of information communities must provide to receive the money.
So there's a process involved, and every even just little step for a small community is a challenge. And like that's what we're doing right now is for all of those that are on the list who haven't requested those funds, we're walking through with each and every one of them, here's how to do this, here's what to do, how can we help?
Andreasen says most municipalities are devoting their grants to relief payments to local businesses and other organizations. Federal guidelines prevent communities from using the grants to make up for lost revenue.
I think we'll come to the end of this process with communities that are still in dire straits based on lost revenue. And for as much as CARES Act funds will have helped them through this period, there's going to be significant challenges ahead of us.
Any money that communities don't spend by December 30th must be returned to the federal government. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yorkton. Coming up.